Nolte, Golden Era, Study Shows Fewer Transgenders on TV. By John Nolte on June 16, 2025. According to a study from the fascists at GLAAD, we truly are entering a golden era with the news that 25% fewer transgender characters now inhabit our television sets. Yes, fetish TV is finally receding. GLAAD reported only 24 trans characters across broadcast, cable, and streaming, dropping 25% from the previous season and the lowest level since the 2017-2018 season, reports the far-left rap. And there's more good news, a trans-inclusive series that's a massive hit, like Baby Reindeer, is increasingly rare. And then there's even gooder news, queer shows are always going to be the ones who get the chop first, trans actress Nicole Maines told the rap. Oh, so suddenly it's okay to use the gender term actress when we're talking about a man stealing a role from a woman by calling himself Nicole? And then there's bestest news, given the current anti-trans political climate that began even before Trump was re-elected. Studios and networks have been scrubbing trans content from existing shows, especially those aimed at kids. Normal people do not want to watch this shit, and that includes normal gay people. If the guy in the dress is not there to be laughed at, that is what you call fetish TV, and there's a place for that, but not in mainstream entertainment. I'm a freedom-loving American who believes entertainment should be produced for everyone, including the mentally ill and the fetishists who enjoy seeing men pretend to be women and women pretend to be men. Gay romances? No problem. Make all the TV shows and movies you want. No one cares. But when you inject this into mainstream entertainment, when you try to force it on me as normal behavior, and especially when you use it to confuse and groom little kids, that's where normal people draw the line. Tolerance is not a problem among us normal people. Go do your thing. No one cares. But then you shove it in my face, and in the face of my kids. You demand I go beyond tolerance to acceptance, and that is never going to happen. People are people. We're wired a certain way, and even billions and billions of dollars in Hollywood propaganda cannot alter human nature to where normal people are comfortable watching this stuff. Fetish TV is not getting canceled out of bigotry. It's getting canceled because normal people reject it. Fetish TV is also obnoxious. Basing a character, an entire human being, on how they sexually gratify themselves is not only shallow, it makes normal people uncomfortable. Other than for comedy purposes, you don't see heterosexual characters based entirely on how they gratify themselves. Go find your own niche and leave the rest of us, especially our children, out of it. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.